Welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we're talking about Just Dance. Just Dance is a rhythm dance game developed and published by Ubisoft originally for the Nintendo Wii. Players follow the dance movements of on-screen figures with popular songs playing in the background. Players can try solos, duets, trios, and quartets, and a number of alternative routines.
Oh yeah. And super fun.
And it's super fun, according to Nikki.
Yeah, just like the history is going to be. Are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right, Nikki.
All right, Eric.
So this game has a history.
It has a history, a long history.
So someone didn't just start dancing and decide, hey, it's a video game.
Hey, who knows? Maybe that is what happened. You'll have to wait and see. All right. So I want to start out by saying that this game came out in November 2009.
Okay.
And they've basically came out with a new one every year since then.
Yeah, so this is like Madden or Call of Duty or something where there's a new game every single year.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, like I just said, it was released November 17th, 2009, and that was in the U.S. In Europe, I think it was released like a few weeks later, but it was developed by Ubisoft Milan and Ubisoft Paris. I guess they have Ubisofts like all over the world, like different headquarters. So it was developed by those two. And as you can probably guess, the name of the game is from Lady Gaga's 2008 song, Just Dance.
Yeah, that's a good song. I remember that song from back in the day.
Yeah, that was probably her first, like...
Yeah, that was like one of her first big songs, right?
Yeah, that was like when she pretty much just got discovered. I think Akon had just like discovered her. Because he was on that song too.
So did they just use that from Lady Gaga, or is she involved with it somehow?
From everything I read, nothing mentioned that she was involved in it. I'm sure they probably had to get permission to name it that.
I mean, it's just the two words, just dance. I kind of doubt that would be copyrighted or anything.
True. I mean, you'd be surprised what is copyrighted and what's not.
Yeah,
but
you're probably right.
I don't know. You might be right. I didn't really see anything when I was doing my research about Lady Gaga being involved or if she gave permission for it or anything. But it is named after her song. But you probably could have named the game that even if that song didn't exist. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a coincidence. But online, that's what it said, that it was named after her song.
Okay.
So, the concept for Just Dance was actually introduced in a mini game for Rayman Raving Rabbids TV Party. Have you heard of this game?
The Rabbids is like their characters in a series, and I've never played any of the games with them.
This may have been one of the first ones because back in 2009, but I know now I see those characters and I can recognize them. I've never played the games, but I at least know like the little rabbit characters. They kind of look like evil bunnies, sort of.
Yeah, so those are Ubisoft characters too?
Yeah, those are Ubisoft games as well.
Okay, so it started off as a mini game in that game, and then they kind of like expanded it to its own game because maybe it was popular.
Exactly. So in the mini game, that's where you have players and you mimic the motions of on-screen dancers, choreography for a selected song using the Wii remote to judge the player's motions and accuracy. So pretty much that's how Just Dance was sort of born. I'll get a little bit more into like the story just a little bit later, but I want to go over some more of the like technical facts just to start out with.
Okay.
So after Just Dance 4, they just switch over and they start calling it Just Dance whatever year it is. After that, it starts with Just Dance 2014 and then 2015 and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so now that's what I call Just Dance volume.
Exactly.
127.
Yeah. So in 2011, Just Dance 3 comes out, and that's when they actually expand over to Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Okay.
So for clarity, you have Just Dance 1, 2, 3, 4, and then Just Dance 2014 all the way to Just Dance 2021. We played Just Dance 2021, but we also played Just Dance 2016 on Xbox.
Yeah, on Xbox One.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the Xbox version and the Wii version when we're going over, you know, our pros and cons and stuff. But
yeah, there are some differences between those two versions.
Yeah, there are some differences. And since all those games have been released, you know, like during when those are being released, they also have several like special release and spin-off collection kind of games. For example, they have Michael Jackson The Experience one, Just Dance Greatest Hits version, Just Dance Disney Party. They have a Just Dance for Kids version.
So much.
So yeah, there's like, so yeah, not only is there Just Dance 1 through 4 and 2014 through 2021, but they have all these other spinoff games too. So there's a lot of games you can play in this franchise really want to.
They have thoroughly milked this series as hard as they can.
Yeah. So now I want to go a little bit into like the backstory of the game, because it's kind of like interesting, I think. So the managing director of the Just Dance team, his name is Xavier Poix. He is French. And I did look up how to say that last name, so hopefully it's right.
Okay.
Hopefully Google didn't lie to me. But according to him, so he was on the team for Rayman Raving Rabbids TV Party, and he was a part of the mini game that they created. And he saw that when they had demoed that out at some gaming conventions or whatever, that little mini game actually drew a pretty good crowd, and people were just really getting into watching other people dancing. And they noticed that it especially hit home with like little girls. Like, mm-hmm. They were just really excited about it. And so that's kind of when they got the idea, like, this could be its own game, you know?
Yeah.
People are loving it. You know, just add some pop music in and all that stuff. You know, it'll be a good hit.
Do you remember what songs were on that TV party game?
I have no idea. It could have just been made up songs, but I haven't played that game, so. But at this time, the Rayman Raving Rabbids like series was kind of the only like out there creative thing that they were doing. Some of Ubisoft's top games at the time were Rainbow Six, Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, all games about serious men shooting or stabbing other men. You know? So at first, other people in the company, they kind of saw Xavier's team as silly, you know, like making a silly, playful dance game.
They get no respect.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of respect. People were really skeptical of if this game was going to work and all that stuff. And actually, when they were creating this game, they really didn't think it would take off in the U.S. They were like, oh, people in the U.S. don't like to dance. Like, they just like to sit on their couch, you know?
That's true. We don't like dancing.
But when it was released, it took off. I think it debuted at 30, and then within a month, it was ranked number one on the charts in U.K., which beat out, like, Call of Duty, Just Cause 2.
So, yeah, it really became its own powerhouse franchise.
Oh, yeah. It became its own. And one of the big things about this game is, you know, Xavier likes to point out, what makes this game successful is the images you're watching on the screen. You know, they're real people. They're real, like, figures of choreographers. They're not, like, cartoons or anything.
Yeah.
And so when you're playing the game, there's kind of, like, this disillusion that you are actually dancing like the person on the screen. Because in your head, that's who you're mirroring. And, like, in your head, you look just like that person dancing. So, like, some of the success of the game comes from that, like, disconnection that you don't really look like the person on the TV. You know, you're, like, in the zone. And you've got the confidence. And you're, like, you are a choreographer at that moment, you know? Or you're a dancer at that moment. So.
Yeah, that's pretty funny because that's very true. And one thing I kind of appreciate about the Kinect version is they'll like show clips of you guys, of like you dancing.
Yes.
Because it has a camera on it.
Yeah.
And it will take you out of that state instantly.
Yeah. But it's usually funny.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I thought I was doing so much better.
I know, right?
I thought it looked so much better. And then it's like, oh God.
Exactly. You think like, man, I hit all those moves. I was looking so fly. And then you watch it back. You're like, I'm not even drunk. I look like I'm drunk, but I was sober doing that dance. But that's part of the fun of it. And another thing was because of like the funness and just like it being such a good group game, a good party game, a lot of people were sharing videos of themselves playing. It just really took off with word of mouth. Like word of mouth marketing for this game did more than actual paid marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess word of mouth marketing isn't like marketing, but you know, word of mouth reviews and just people talking about how fun it was, seeing it on YouTube, seeing pictures of your friends playing it and stuff like that really helped spread the game and helped it grow.
Yeah, there's clearly a market for that. And what's kind of been surprising to me is that you haven't really seen a lot of competitors come up and try to challenge Just Dance.
Exactly. There's like a few others, but none of them are quite as popular as Just Dance. So
do you know what the other ones are?
I think there's one called like Dance Central. Then, you know, there was okay. DDR and stuff like that. But
yeah, DDR is not really the same. It's
not
more,
really.
Yeah, more of the pad.
But it is dance. So, you know, but yeah, there's not really that many. But yeah, now it's one of the most popular games out there. It's one of Ubisoft's most profitable games. So it's still doing good. Still going strong.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah, let's do some fun facts.
Okay, I'm kind of excited about these fun facts because they are really fun.
Wow. Oh, you are building these
I'm
up.
I'm hyping these up. Okay, so we're going to start with fun fact number one. So I'm just going to ask you, so if you could take any fictional song, not like an actual song that was on the radio, but a song from like a TV show or something, what song comes to mind? Can you think of any?
I think of like a bunch of cartoon themes like The Simpsons and Family Guy and mm-hmm. South Park. That's where my head immediately goes. So
does Let's Go to the Mall ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're talking about like a song from a TV show.
Yeah, a fictional song.
Okay.
So does Let's Go to the Mall ring a bell?
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so on Just Dance 3, they actually added Let's Go to the Mall by Robin Sparkles on to that game. I mm-hmm. thought that was really fun. Now I want to get Just Dance 3 or try to like find that one so we can dance to it.
The good thing about this game essentially coming out every year is that old copies of the game, like from previous generations and stuff, are probably super cheap. And
yeah, if you get the physical copy.
Yeah, and it's essentially still the same game. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't played like the old ones in a while. So I'm not sure if like, hopefully it's improved since then. But I definitely don't think it's improved much since like the 2016 version. Almost the same. But anyway, so are you ready for fun fact number two?
Sure.
All right. So while nowadays, you know, Just Dance doesn't sell nearly as many copies as it did, you know, in its height of popularity.
It's become less popular over time, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's still one of Ubisoft's most profitable properties. It's so profitable of a franchise that it's the only game series that's still being developed for Wii up to Just Dance 2020's release.
Wow.
Just remember, just so it's, everyone remembers.
So it's still being developed for Wii.
Yeah. Wii came out in 2006. This series is so profitable that they were still making new versions for the Wii up until Just Dance 2020's release.
Wow. I guess that kind of makes sense though, because you know, some people bought a Wii and then that's all they ever had.
I guess, but dang, if your Wii is, I mean, still working.
Yeah, mine died a long
time ago. Yeah, mine died as well.
Yeah.
Then it's like, cheers to you for having a great Wii or just keeping up with getting new ones whenever yours breaks or whatever. But yeah, I would like not think that new versions of games would be coming out for that. Like, I would definitely just not expect if I had a Wii to be getting new games at all. So I thought that was kind of weird and fun fact.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah. So are you ready for number three?
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome. So the Guinness World Record for longest video game marathon on a Just Dance game is held by Carrie Sidecki. She's actually a teacher from California, and she played Just Dance 2015 for 138 hours and 34 seconds.
Why?
Yeah. She actually did it for charity.
Oh, okay.
She has done this several times in a row, trying to break her record each time. And yeah, she does it for charity.
So wait, 138 hours and 34 seconds. How many days is that? Going straight.
I don't know.
So she didn't break at all.
I'm sure that there's got to be some kind of rules where they have to let you sleep and stuff, because you know that would be really, really unhealthy to stay up that long.
That's what I was gonna say.
And you gotta go to the bathroom and eat. So like, I know with the Guinness World Records, you know, there are certain rules where you can take a break, you know.
I mean, if it's a marathon though, isn't that supposed to go straight? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't do that. That would be really unhealthy. You would die. You would basically die or go insane.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so nuts.
I mean, I would have to look. I didn't really look up the rules on the Guinness World Records, but maybe I should have. But
I'm really curious about it.
I know they let you sleep and stuff. They're not trying to make people kill themselves for the world records. So, but yeah, she's got a pretty cool story. Actually, if you look her up, like, she does these games for fitness. Like, she used to be a little bit obese, and she found her joy in exercise through dance games. And so, you know, she lost like 60 pounds or something playing these games. And so she got really into it. She's actually 41, or she was 41 when she did this. And yeah, she's a teacher. And with this marathon, she actually holds 6 Guinness World Records for this one thing. So it's a longest video game marathon is one of them. Longest rhythmic game marathon, like kind of game, all records sort of the
all
same.
These subcategories of that.
But yeah, I thought it was notable though that it's longest video game marathon of any video game. So I don't know, it's pretty cool. Like, she's doing that, raising money for charity. And if you just look up her name on Guinness World Records like website, they have like a really cute photo shoot of her. It's like 80s theme, and she has like these little like leg warmers and like a side ponytail. She's holding her world record and all that stuff. So it's really cute. And anyway, so I thought that was cool. And that's all the fun facts I have.
Cool. Yeah. Good fun facts.
I think it would be fun to do a marathon for charity one day. Like, I know one of my friends in Atlanta, her husband did a Guitar Hero marathon. It was just 24 hours straight, but like, he raised a good amount of money for his charity. So
cool.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, something like that would kind of be, I don't know, fun, and you can make money for a charity. So if you want to do that one day, Eric, let me know. We should brainstorm on like a game we would want to play for that long.
I already don't get enough sleep as it is. I don't know what the sleep rules are. I feel like there's...
Well, just for 24 hours... Like, you're probably not breaking any records. It'd just be your own rules at that point. If you're just doing it for charity, you don't have to follow Guinness World Record rules. You can just make up your own.
Yeah, you know, I'll think about... I don't fucking know what I would do.
We could do, like, Rock Band or something. just kidding. But anyways, you want to move on to the pros of Just Dance?
Sure.
So what's something you liked about the game, Eric?
I like that there are lots of songs in the game. I know the one we have has 41 songs and 10 kids songs. And has a pretty good variety of genres.
Yeah, I guess you say that's a pro. I actually have that as a con. Because 40 songs, if you're playing this game a few times a week,
yeah,
40 songs goes... You go through those really fast. So
okay, so well, more than a, now that's what I call a music album.
I mean, yeah, but you know, they're kind of restricted to a CD, I think.
Yeah, so you feel like 40 tracks isn't enough?
No, not really. Because out of the 40, maybe like half of them are actual pop songs that you would know. The other 20 are like kind of more obscure songs, which I do have as a pro because I like finding new music. So I like that some of the songs are like in other languages and stuff like that. So it's a good way to kind of hear music from other countries.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I guess they could go further than whatever 40, 50 songs that they go.
Well, I'll talk about this in the con, but they do have like an unlimited subscription thing that you can add on. It's basically like $24.99 a year.
Yeah, you're already paying $60 for a game, though. That seems kind of outlandish to me.
I don't know. I'll talk about that later, though, because I kind of have that in my cons.
Okay, so what's a pro for you?
It's super fun. Like, I don't know, you're just getting up, you're dancing. I personally don't even, I kind of look at the stars, but I don't know. I'm not like trying to get super technical with it because I know I'm not a, you know, like a professional dancer or anything.
I'm sure you're a perfectly good dancer.
But I just think it's fun to get up, get loose, play. Like, it's fun with a group. And then also you get some exercise. Like, I'm usually pretty sweaty by the time I'm done playing. So like, if you wanted to do this as a workout thing, that's also fun. You know, I think that's why some people do it for their exercise, because it's like a good way to have fun and exercise at the same time.
Yeah. They just need to throw some more tracks in there.
Yeah.
Another pro I have is that this is a good party game. It's pretty entertaining to watch your drunk friends try to follow along with the dancing.
Yeah, I have that too. And you can play, you know, up to four people can play at a time. So you can do these fun, like, boy band dances or, like, girl group dances and stuff. And, like, everyone's kind of got the same moves, but slightly different.
Yeah, you know? Like the big co-op dances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, even if you're not drunk, this is a good family game too. Like, another pro I have is like all ages can play this game, kids, adults, teens, whatever. You can play it as a family, or, you know, if you're in a party, you can play it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my pros is that it is very easy to learn how to play this game. You know, just follow along with what the people on the screen are doing.
Yeah, for sure. Doesn't get more simple than that. I mean, yeah, some of the dance moves are like a little complicated, but the good thing is, you know, that's when you can replay the song and you can just try to get better at it.
Yeah, the more you play a song, kind of the better you get. You kind of memorize the different moves. It's going to, and then you can just look at the pictures to remind yourself what the move is coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, the first time you're playing a song, you're pretty much just flailing, trying to figure it out as you go.
Especially if it's like a hard mode song, because they like have some fast dance moves. But I was actually, like, when I was doing my research and all that, like, another cool thing about this game is the game developers work with choreographers who also work with fashion designers and musicians and all this stuff. They all have to work together. Mm-hmm. And so basically what I was reading this interview, and Xavier was talking about how choreographers, professional dancers, they don't want to dance like normal people. They want to dance like professionals, you know. They've got this skill and they like to show it off. So a lot of times, you know, choreographers will come in with these dances for the songs and they have to dumb them way down for the masses. And it goes through a lot of different changes before you actually get to the final dance, because not only does it have to be easy, but it has to have moves that they could kind of put a score to.
Yeah, you have to be doing something that it can track and score.
Yeah, exactly. So I would imagine some dance moves would be like too hard for the Switch controller to like figure out. I don't know, I just think it would be interesting to see like the original dance versus like the one they end up with. Just see the difference, you know?
Yeah.
And how much harder it would have been. I also like that at the bottom of the screen, they have the words to the song. So if you really want to channel your inner pop star, you can try to sing the songs while you're dancing. Like, if you want to try to be Britney Spears or something, It is hard because, like, unless it's a song you've danced to a lot so that you know the dance, like, without having to look over at the moves.
Yeah.
You really can't read the words to the song at the same time because they're on different sides of the screen. But it is kind of fun to try.
Now, that would be a great innovation. You combine Just Dance with, like, a singing game. Like,
yeah.
What is
like
it?
SingStar?
Yeah, SingStar or something.
Yeah.
You could...
I love SingStar.
You could wear, like, a little thing over your head with a little microphone piece.
Exactly.
That would actually be a very good way to innovate.
But it's hard because, like, you're doing these dances and you're all, like, out of breath and stuff. And so... when you're trying to sing, obviously you sound like crap because you're like, while you're trying
well,
to
you
sing.
Well,
so.
You can definitely modify some of the choreography to better fit like singing and dancing at the same time, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying for this game, it's hard.
Yeah.
What's something else that you like about the game?
I have this as both a plus and a minus, but the games in the series are very, very consistent. When you pick up a Just Dance game, you pretty much know exactly what you're getting at this point. There's no big question marks about it.
Oh, yeah. And I was just saying, if you really wanted, you probably don't even have to buy the new game every year. If you had this unlimited subscription, I mean, it's still $24.99 a year. But on the site, it says you have 600 songs and you get new content each month. So I would imagine... even if you're not getting all the new songs from the new game, you still have new songs to dance to. And 600 songs is a lot more than 40. So
yeah, that's true. If you're a really big fan, I guess you could go back and...
Or if you were doing this, like this is for your exercise routine, you're doing it like 5 days a week or something like that, you definitely want to have the unlimited version. Yeah, I think you could probably skip a few years if you wanted, because like you're saying, the actual gameplay, like I don't think they really had any major advances in it.
Yeah, and $25 a month seems
no that's
high.
A year.
Oh, a year. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's only like
that's more reasonable.
It's only like $3.99 a month or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I actually paid for the unlimited one in 2020 because I was actually using it as like a way to work out, just from being home so much and stuff. I definitely wasn't getting as much exercise. And I thought it was worth it, especially because I was trying to do it like 3 times a week. 40 songs just goes by so fast.
Yeah, it's not enough.
I mean, you can, like I have this as a pro, you can unlock songs and stuff like that as you're playing. You can unlock different versions of songs. You can unlock new songs.
Yeah, like a harder version of a song.
Yeah, and you do unlock some new songs altogether, but it's not that many. And it takes a while to do it. So.
Yeah.
Another thing that I like is that you can make your own playlists on here. So if you want to go and you're like, I want to play for an hour straight and you don't want to have to stop in between and pick a new song, you can just make your own playlist and then play through 5 songs, 6 songs, however you want to do.
Yeah. So if you're doing a workout routine, you're just going to, you know, already know the songs you want to do. Mm-hmm. You can just go ahead and have it set up.
Yeah, actually, it's really good for working out because you can set it. They have some playlists on there that you can pick from, too. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's good to, like, maybe start with an easy song and then go to a hard song and back to an easy song. So you're, like, fluctuating, like, how hard your heart is beating. You're getting those, like, intervals of whatever.
Yeah, that
but
makes
yeah,
sense.
It kind of takes a while if you're doing it song by song. Because I know for me, I, like, kind of get caught up in trying to pick a song that I really like next. and so like I end up kind of spending a little bit of time.
Yeah, that can
choosing.
Definitely slow you down for sure.
Yeah. Do you have any other pros?
No.
I have one other one, and I'm sure you'll probably agree with me on this one, but it's good if you don't have enough controllers. They have an option on there so you can play with your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
that is good.
So if you normally just play Switch by yourself so you don't have like a bunch of extra controllers or anything, you know, you don't have to worry about it at a party. People can use their phone as a controller. And it works basically the same way.
Yeah, so. we were trying it out like a little while ago, and it does seem to work almost exactly the same as like a Joy-Con or something.
Yeah. The only thing is your phone is... man, your phone's heavy when you're like doing dance moves and moving your arm up and down, and it's like, dang, my phone weighs like a pound. And also if you accidentally like drop it and it flings off. Yeah. If you break your phone, it's a lot more expensive.
You want to be a lot more careful with the phone for sure.
Oh, yeah. So what are some of the things that you didn't like, Eric?
So that first one, that was a pro and a con. So yeah, the lack of innovation in the series has been pretty apparent. There's a new game every year, and the only thing that really changes is the playlist and the choreography.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff do you think they could change?
They could add a story.
Have a story mode?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you were to sit down and brainstorm it, you could come up with some creative ideas. Well, I feel like this is a different con, but the way it's tracking your dancing.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between like using the Kinect and using a Joy-Con or your phone or whatever.
Oh yeah.
It just doesn't feel like it's tracking it very well with the Joy-Con or the phone.
Yeah, I actually have that as a con too. Like the Switch and Wii versions versus the Xbox version. Yeah, totally night and day.
Yeah, on the Kinect at least.
Because the Kinect, it can see your whole body, and I think it does a better job of like really seeing if you're doing the whole dance.
Well, yeah, it's tracking your hand and your foot. I think. So like if you're not moving your feet, which on the Switch version, you really don't have to move your feet because you just have the motion controller.
Yeah.
In your hand, and that's the only thing it's looking for.
Which I think in some ways that's kind of good. Like, say you were not mobile for some reason, if you're in a wheelchair, like you're older, you can't necessarily get up and do the dance moves.
Yeah.
Then, like, the Wii is probably pretty good because you're mostly just using your hands. And so, like, for inclusivity, you know, that part, you know, maybe that's like a pro of that, but
yeah,
they probably could just do a better job of having dances for like maybe people in a wheelchair or whatever specifically, you know, like having just more inclusivity, I guess, for other people.
Yeah, that'd be good. What about a con for you? What's a negative about
this? So like what I was saying earlier, like the longevity of the game. There's really not much longevity of the game unless you get the unlimited subscription. If you want to play this for more than a month without just doing the same songs over and over again,
yeah,
it's just not going to happen. So, like, that's a con. Like, it sucks. You're paying $60 for a game, and then you're paying an extra $25 a year for, like, 600 more songs. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just think they should just add more songs. They should just give you 100 songs or something. Even if some of them are songs from past ones, at least you have the option to do a playlist or something with them.
Yeah, I agree. They should allow you to play some of those older songs too.
Yeah.
So, the unlimited just seems kind of a little bit sleazy to me, but, you know, I understand what they're doing. So one of my cons is that, man, the difficulty as far as like the phone or the Joy-Con is just way too easy.
I know. I felt so mad that I didn't give you a harder challenge because the last version I played was on Kinect and it was a little bit harder than the Switch. I feel like the Switch was too easy. I should have made your challenge like way harder.
Yeah, the Xbox uses the Kinect, and the Kinect is honestly like that's probably the best way to play this game if you have an Xbox and a Kinect. Because at that point, it really does feel like it's tracking more. It's a lot harder. Like, it's way more harsh. Like, we did back-to-back just to see the difference. Mm-hmm. On the Switch version, we were just, like, 5 stars, like, every single song. And then when we were doing it on Kinect, it was, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So, there's definitely a very big difference in the difficulty and just how it's watching you or how it's monitoring your dancing. Yeah,
it just holds you more accountable.
Yeah.
You can cheat easier on the Switch version.
Yeah, for sure.
But other than that, I don't have like a whole lot of cons for this. Do you have any other ones?
Yeah, I really, 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 really dislike how the game makes you click through several pages of advertisements before you get to the main menu. This is the 2021 version of the game.
I didn't see any. Like, occasionally the Ultimate pops up or whatever. Unlimited or whatever it's called. But, like,
it did that every single time I started the game.
Huh.
So I didn't see it start off without having to, like, go through those advertising pages.
Yeah, they're really trying to sell you on the, like, Unlimited thing.
Yeah.
That is kind of annoying. I'll agree with you. I agree with you.
And, like,
that.
We literally just paid them $60 for a game, and they're already trying to upsell us.
Yeah.
to me, that's just not acceptable.
I mean, you can't
for a
skip
game to do
it,
that.
But yeah, it is.
But you have
stupid.
To skip it every time, and then you have to do alternate buttons. So the first screen, you have to hit A to skip, and then the next screen, you have to hit B to skip. So it's like you have to go through these two advertisement pages, and they're alternating, because I definitely did that like a couple times. I accidentally went to the shop menu to pull up the unlimited version. Like, I'm not trying to do that.
So it's trying to be a little sneaky. It feels trying to trick you into like going to the store.
It's really trashy to me. I don't.
Yeah, it's tacky. Come on, Ubisoft. Don't be so tacky.
I will give you a low score just for that. I don't.
Honestly, I hate ads. Like, that's the fastest way to get me to not be on your side.
Yeah,
is exactly. Make me watch an ad, which I really don't remember. I don't remember it for this game, but you remember it. I mean, I kind of remember, but I was just like, and I went by it really fast, so I didn't really.
Yeah, I guess most people are probably
just. Put it as a con, but whatever.
Most people probably aren't going to think about it. Probably not going to bother most people.
Yeah. Oh, and I meant to say earlier, as far as like the difference in the games go, I think that some of the additions that they've added is just like different versions of the game, or not different versions of the game, but like different modes. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a few different modes that you can play. Some of them are like worldwide stage, so you can kind of compete with other people all over the world and stuff like that. So maybe it hasn't advanced so much like the actual gameplay, but I think they have added more like different modes and stuff that you can kind
of
do.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't see a ton of that in this version of the game, but maybe they are doing some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I always forget. I never really play like the competitive one, the worldwide stage or whatever one or anything like that. I'm not trying to compete with people like that. I'm not that good, so.
Gotta step up your dance skills. And yeah, never mind. Okay, so my final con is that there just isn't a lot of depth in this game. Once you 5-star a track, it doesn't feel like there's a good reason to keep going back unless you just enjoy the song, or you enjoy working out, or
you really
have
like
it as
dancing.
Part of a routine, or you like dancing. But yeah, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of depth, especially on the when the game is that easy, like on the Switch.
Yeah,
because it's like, okay, I got 5 stars, I guess I don't need to do anything with that track again. That's as good as you can do, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah, they could definitely be better. could have, I don't know, somehow have a story involved, but they probably don't want to put that much work into it.
Yeah.
Maybe people like it just being simple, you know, not everything has
to
have
true.
A whole story to it.
I think their target demographic in this really appreciates the simplicity of, okay, here's what it's going to be. You already know what it's going to be, and you're just dancing. And
yeah, this game is definitely just like more for the masses, more for people who probably don't play games all the time. This is not like a gamer's game.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, I'm a gamer, and I like it.
Yeah, you can be a gamer and like this. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay.
It's like variety. I like to have variety. You know, I'm not just going to only play like puzzle games or only play platformer games. Like, that's just not me. It's not my style. I'm an eclectic person.
Very good. All right.
Do you have some mad strategy for this?
Let's move on. I feel like you're the one, since you played this game series a lot more than me, you would have the strategic depth of knowledge that I don't have.
Here is the only advice you need, the only strategy you need for playing this game.
Okay.
I've figured it out, and I've gotten it. Okay? This is it.
Okay.
Do your best and have fun.
Okay, that sounds lame.
Honestly, I feel like the more I try to be technically right with the dance moves, the worse my score gets. Whereas if I'm just trying to feel it and just do my best and slinging my arms around, I usually get a better score. Because I usually end up messing up more when I try too hard. Dancing is something you have to feel. You have to just go with the flow. Like, if you get too technical with your dancing, then it just doesn't even look good. You just look like someone who doesn't have rhythm. Like, you can dance. Dancing and having rhythm is not always the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So just have fun. Don't worry about being perfect. Just, you're going to get your heart rate up. You're going to do something good for your body by doing this song. And you're probably going to have fun. And that, in the end, is worth it. You didn't waste your time.
All right. So Nikki's Guide to Getting 5 stars on a Song, Flail Your Arms.
If that's what having fun and doing our best is, then do it. Flail your arms all around.
All right. I have a real piece of strategy. No, I'm joking.
I beat you like a few times.
Okay, so my strategic bit is when you're playing like on the Joy-Con or the phone, the only motion that matters is the one you make with your right hand.
So no, that's cheating.
So you can simplify all the other moves as much as you like. Just make sure your right hand is making the correct motions.
See, to me, that's cheating because you're not. That's not the essence of the game. If you want to just play a game where you move your arm around, go find a different game. You know what I'm saying? Go play some Wii Tennis or something.
But if you really do care about the score, most of all...
If you're Eric and you're trying to cheat... Is that how you got the scores? No, how you beat the challenge?
You know, I tried.
Spoiler alert, Eric beat the challenge. Sorry. I made it too easy. See, I should have made you like have to get to level 100 or something.
My other piece of strategy is the more you play a song, the more you memorize all the different dance moves and the better you get.
Yeah, that's true. Just like in real life, if you're learning a dance, you know, the more you do it, the more you're going to like have it down.
Yeah.
So
even during the process of just doing a song for the first time, there are repeated bits in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And so you try to get better at those. Like you see them coming more the further in the song you get and the better you get at doing them.
Yeah. And I think they probably do that on purpose so that people can kind of like anticipate a little bit of what's going to happen. And then you can kind of catch on before the end of the song. But yeah, if you keep doing it, you can get the dances down. You could probably even do the dances at like a party on your own or something. If you wanted to impress everyone, you know.
Impress your friends by doing just dance choreography.
How would they know?
They'll just think you're a professional dancer.
Exactly. They're like, damn, Nikki, you should be in that movie. You got served.
Pretty sure that's the name of it.
You've Got Served. Yeah, that was a movie in the day.
Is that the right name? I thought it was called something else.
There's several dance movies. There was Step Up. There was You Got Served.
Okay.
There was like Honey. I don't know. I remember like in the early 2000s, there was like a whole bunch of dance movies that came out. You know how movies kind of come out in like waves or like little trends or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was like dance movie. Trend time. I remember in high school, some of my friends would just like randomly run up to the other people, do a dance move and go, "You got served," and then just walk away. It was so stupid. But anyways, now you could just walk up and do a Just Dance move and be like, "You just dance, got served," and walk away. Boom. It'd be so cool.
You'll be the coolest kid in middle school.
All right, so did you find anything about the future?
Yeah, so Just Dance 2022 comes out on November 4th, even though it's still technically 2021 when it comes out.
Yeah, right.
So
how does it know what future songs are gonna be?
Yeah, I know, right? How do they know what songs are gonna be in 2022? Okay, so far about 40 tracks have been announced for it.
That's probably how many are going to be on there.
I would expect the gameplay to be exactly the same. It will be compatible with the last gen consoles and even the Xbox One Kinect. So no need to go out and buy a PS5 just to play it.
Cool. Do you know if for the Xbox X, are they going to have like a Kinect thing or is that sort of going away? I wonder.
I thought it was defunct at this point.
I thought it was too.
Because
but I think they should keep it around at least just for the... If it's just for the Just Dance games.
For me, like, that is the only use of the Kinect as a controller that really enhances a game's experience, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen a game that came out where it really felt like the Kinect was better than using a controller, except for, like, Just Dance.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've really played that many other games with the Kinect.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't played that many games either, to be honest. I haven't tried it as a controller, but just always feels like if you have the option to use a controller, it's going to be easier with a controller.
Yeah, for sure. I found that in January 2019, Screen Gems, which is a division of Sony Pictures Motion Picture Group, they acquired the motion picture rights to Just Dance.
What?
So
there's no story in this game.
Exactly. So I thought that was weird, but also I'm pretty sure sometime in the future we're going to have a Just Dance movie. Maybe they'll try to bring that genre back, you know, and we'll have a whole bunch of dance movies out again. That'd be cool.
All right. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of like, you see Hollywood do this a lot. They'll take a game or something that barely has any story, and then they'll try and give it a whole movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I guess the one thing it does have is name recognition.
Yeah.
So once, I mean, that name recognition by itself is valuable.
Yeah.
Because people will recognize it and they'll connect it.
I guess if I was coming up with a story for this, it'd be like maybe a rising star.
Yeah,
or
a down on their luck person who's just like trying to make it dancing. It just can't do it. Can't get over the. And then there's this contest, but they're about to like have to sell the family home.
Oh no. Yeah, who knows? But I don't know. The rumor is at some point we'll have a Just Dance movie since they sold the rights to it.
Okay. So Hollywood, if you're listening, we can sell you our version of the Just Dance.
Yeah, we've got ideas.
We got lots of ideas.
Lots of good ideas. Did you find anything else?
No.
Yeah, me either. But yeah, overall, fun game. I think it's definitely like good for groups, you know, or if you want to do it for exercise.
Yeah.
But like if you're just playing it by yourself for fun, I don't know. It kind of gets old after a while if there's not any like other reasons that you're playing it.
For me, I'm not really going to play this outside of like a party.
Mm-hmm.
Just honestly, just on my own. Unless maybe I was trying to incorporate it into like an exercise routine. But I'd probably just like run or something.
Yeah, because you hate pop music. So.
It's true.
You probably hated like every single song on there, didn't
you?
No,
that's not true. That's not true. Honestly, I had it as a pro that I thought the variety of music was actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. They have a bunch of different genres and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm a little scared. I mean, okay, we already covered that you beat the challenge. Okay.
You don't want to hear specifically the scores and the songs I did?
Yeah. Let's hear what songs you beat.
Okay. So the easy songs are Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, Kilakataka by Tony Rosero.
Okay, those are fun.
The medium songs I five-starred were Dance Monkey by Tones and I and Heat Seeker by Dreamers. Honestly, Heat Seeker was probably the hardest song.
Oh, yeah.
It took me the most retries to get 5 stars.
The hardest for you.
hardest for me. And then the hard songs were Without Me by Eminem and June Cadet by Black Cats. And honestly, I will say all but 2 of those songs, I 5-starred on the very first try.
I know. Gosh.
The ones that I struggled with were Heat Seeker and Without Me.
Ugh, I'm kicking myself. I should have made your challenge
harder. You didn't know that. I mean, how would you know that the Joy-Con would be way, way, way just ridiculously easier than the Kinect?
Honestly, I should have thought about it. It's kind of obvious that it would be way different. And you know.
Oh, and I did 5-star an expert song on the first try.
Ooh,
just for fun.
Good job. What song is that?
Temperature by Sean Paul.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
Yeah.
It's a good one. So I'm kind of curious. I know that I sort of stole your genre. Like you wanted to pick a music game last time.
Yeah.
But I kind of took it from you.
I'm going to put it in my back pocket. It's probably going to come out season 3, I think.
Ooh, okay. That's cool, though. So do you know what game you're going to pick next?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a choice.
Oh, gosh.
Because there are still several genres of games that we haven't done, even though we're up to like game 20. This is the 20th, 21st?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So what kind of choice?
Okay, so
the easier one.
So the two genres that, we haven't done, well, we haven't done fighting games either. Like, we haven't done a fighting game. We haven't done a racing game. We haven't done,
there's a lot of genres we haven't done yet.
Can you think of other genres?
We haven't done MMO?
Yeah.
Like mass.
Yeah. MMO.
Yeah. What is that mass? What does that stand for again?
Massive multiplayer online game.
Yeah, that'd be like World of Warcraft or something, right?
Yeah, those games.
We haven't done any games like
those
that.
Those games are going to be very time consuming. So if we do one of those, we need to like not just do it for 2 weeks.
I think, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a choice between either a racing game or a turn-based strategy game.
Okay. So a racing game like Mario Kart or something, right?
Yeah. It's not Mario Kart, but yeah.
And the turn-based strategy, what kind, like, give me some examples of like that genre.
Civilization, Advanced Wars. Man, there are a bunch.
Are you sure 2 weeks is going to be long enough to play it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one, just because I don't know if I've played any of that or that genre before.
This is
turn-based strategy, right?
This is a very good game, and I feel like it's a good way to start off into a turn-based strategy game.
Okay.
Or it's a good way to like get into this type of game.
To wet your feet.
Yeah, because it is kind of a shorter... on the shorter side, okay. Or it can be on the shorter side.
This is good. This is good for my ADD.
The game is called Into the Breach, and we have it for the Switch.
Into the Breach.
And okay. Not only is it a turn-based strategy game, but it's also a roguelike.
Oh, no.
Which means,
you should have told me that ahead of time.
Which means it's really good.
Oh, no. It means it's hard.
Some of my favorite games are roguelike games.
Oh, no. Is this harder? Is this going to be harder than Hades? Cause,
no, I don't. I beat it probably fourth or fifth try or something like that.
Okay, so it'll take me like 30 tries probably.
Yeah.
But okay, that's okay. So Into the Breach.
Yeah, Into the Breach.
Okay.
And you want to hear your challenge?
I'm excited, yeah.
Okay, so your challenge is to save two timelines with two different groups of mechs.
Save two timelines with two different groups of mechs.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. How do I prove to you that I did that, or is it a clear...
It will be clear. It will be okay, obvious. Cool.
All right, I'm sure that'll make more sense once I start playing it. But right now, I have no idea if that's hard or easy. Probably for me, it's going to be hard.
I think you'll be able to do it.
All right. I'm excited. Excited to try a new genre. That's one of the reasons we started this podcast. So we could reach out and try different games and always be trying new stuff. So
exactly.
I'm excited.
All right.
All right. So I guess we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
As always, if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us show up in the searches and stuff like that. And follow us on Instagram. We want to know what your opinion is on the game. If you played it, if you liked it, what are your pros and cons? Just let us know. See you next time.